Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone after the Utah Jazz win their 20th of their last 22nd games. They do it in commanding fashion, 116-88. We'll look at the Dante Exum's return. We'll look at another solid night from Ricky Rubio and a little melee involved in this one. We'll look at all those things coming up on Postcast. All right, let's start off with the big story. Dante Exum comes back. He plays 14 minutes. He has 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Quinn Snyder said before the game that he wanted to see him compete. Mm-hmm. What did you see?
I saw him competing. We saw the fall he took. I was trying to watch defensively, you know, because we've always raved and had talked about how good defensively he is, how well he moves his feet and stays in front of guys. And he seemed to do that pretty well. In order to get a real good idea of where he's at, you're going to have to do that in stages, I think. Three games increments maybe, then the next three games or something like that, till he gets his wind built up to the point where he can he doesn't tire as fast and, you know, those type of things. One other thing that I did see tonight was that and hopefully, well, this is all up to Quinn, but whenever he had the basketball, he was looking to get to the rim a lot. I don't know if Quinn wanted to run any of the dribble handoffs or if he wanted to run any pick and rolls for certain things, but he was trying to get to the rim quite a bit.
Actually, one thing I know that Quinn talked about was he would like to see more attack of the rim without pick and roll. So that early in the offense, just go, break them down immediately. Don't wait for the pick and roll. So maybe he's the guy who can execute some of that.
Okay, then that's what we saw then, because that is exactly what he was trying to do. And one thing that he did get better at was finishing at the rim when he was going to the rim, because he's always been able to get into the paint and get to the rim. But finishing and scoring was a problem for him, I think, earlier in his career. He seemed to get a little bit better last year, but he was trying to get there tonight, and obviously he's going to continue to work on that.
Jazz defense was again brilliant tonight, defensive rating of 85. And Ron, here's one of the things I don't think we've talked enough about the defense, and this is, we talk about how James Harden and Steph Curry bend a floor because of their presence, right? James Harden drives, you got to come down, now he's kicking a corner threes, and he's creating all this offense for them. Rudy Gobert's doing the opposite. Teams are shooting 25% of their shots in the restricted area. The league average is 32% of shots in the restricted area. When Rudy Gobert's on the floor, teams get 3% of their shots as corner threes. The league average is 7% of shots at corner threes. Just because Gobert protects the rim so guys don't have to leave. Tonight, Phoenix got 3 corner three attempts the entire night. 2 of them were late in the fourth quarter. 2 of their primary scorers both have bad shooting nights. We keep seeing this, Evan Fournier, Victor Oladipo. But why do we see it? Because they're not shooting in their normal spots. Tonight, Devin Booker goes 3 of 18. Sure, he wasn't right. But he also goes 1 of 3 in the restricted area, 2 of 5, 1 of 5 in the area around the basket. That he gets those, he usually makes those shots. He gets 2 or 3 of those. When you suddenly are not making those, it makes everything else a little bit more difficult. TJ Warren, we talked about at the beginning of the game, he takes 30% of his shots around the basket. Tonight he was 3 of 6 in the basket around the basket. So he took 6 of his 18 shots. He actually got there at a better rate than just about anybody. But this is a guy who doesn't go to the free throw line very much tonight. 3 free throws. He scores 19 points and 18 shots. Again, the Jazz defense making the best players on the other team uncomfortable.
You know, and I think we need to start, and maybe you can do this, some of your homework, is, you know, during this win streak, you know, how many points in the paint is our opponent scoring? I mean, they only get 34 tonight. And I don't know if that's league average or anything like that. That's something that I have not paid any attention to. But to validate your point is that, you know, Rudy's presence back there really keeps teams from attempting to score, and then when they do, you know, with him barring the shot.
During the last 15 games, I ran this just recently, the Jazz are the number one team in the league at denying 3-point restricted area shots by a large margin. Teams are shooting much less in the threes and restricted, which is what people want to do against any other team in the league. Because of their Jazz, because of the defense. I'll pull it up if I can, but I think it was about 57% of all shots in the league average, about 64%. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about the pain. I'm talking more restricted area, but those are – teams are not getting the looks they want against this defensive scheme. All right, then there was some fun. Marquise Chris drove to the basket, flailed to the floor, having lost the ball, laid there, so Ricky Rubio tried to accelerate up.
Before you continue the story, because he was sandwiched between two players, and I think it was Rudy Gobert one, and I'm not really
Derek Favors.
Was
maybe
Derek Favors on the other? So he went between two players. I'm not sure if one of them knocked him down, if he lost his footing, or if he just couldn't elevate. But he ended up on the floor. So now you can take your story from there, because I don't know why he had to go in.
He's on the floor, so Rubio sees this and decides to accelerate up the floor. Jared Dudley, then maybe due to the fact that he seems to not be in the premier physical shape right now, gives Rubio a pretty good push. It seemed a little excessive. He got ejected for it. Rubio goes back to Dudley like, what the heck was that? And Marquise Chris comes sprinting off the baseline and just decks Rubio, and he got ejected. Just a weird thing, but you saw Ingles come running in, Donovan running in, so you saw the guys get all involved in it, add a little event to the night.
It was an event, got the crowd on their feet, got the crowd very much into the basketball game. A lot of them very upset, you know, as we were. But this is what I have a problem with. And I guess I can understand it, but I still have a problem with it, is that the league just wants you to get knocked on the floor and get up and walk away. The league wants you to get slapped and you don't retaliate. The league wants you to just not be a man, I guess. And that bothers me because of the way that, I don't know, things have changed since I played, huh? Maybe it shouldn't bother me. I'm not down there on the floor.
Well, but here's the question.
You understand my point.
Right. So when you and Rick Barry got in a fight, each of you were making how much money?
The amount of money these guys carry around in their pocket, probably.
Right. But so now when everyone's a $9 million entity, no one wants anyone to break anyone's jaw.
Yeah. Okay. I can understand that. But, man, what did Rubio do to get a technical foul? That's my point.
I don't think Rubio got a technical foul. I thought Donovan Mitchell and Joe Ingles got technical fouls.
Oh, okay. All right, then, okay, I can understand.
Rubio missed both technical free throws, which was interesting, which because he doesn't usually do that. By the way, wrap this up. The Jazz in the last 15 games, I can get the other stuff later, but are allowing 56.7% of all shots at the rim or threes. The league average is 65%, by far the best in the NBA.
So that answers that question, you know, about now you're allowing that many and then actually scoring. It's what?
Well, on the other side, we take the most corner threes of anyone in the league.
Okay.
We're the best money ball team in the league.
Allowing
point. We don't allow shots in the restricted area of the three, and we take shots in the restricted area of three. It's pretty much how you want it to work. Jazz win it tonight. They've won 20 of their last 22. We'll be back with you Saturday in Sacramento on the Jazz Radio Network.